VOA News, I'm Gene Randall. U.S. President Donald Trump has forced House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to cancel a planned trip to Afghanistan, the latest round in a political fight over the longest government shutdown in U.S. history. AP's Mike Gracia says the outlook for ending the standoff is not good.
With President Trump and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi calling the shots, the partial government shutdown slogs into day 28. The key sticking point remains the president's insistence on funding for his long-promised border wall and Pelosi's determined stance to block it. Caught in the middle are some 800,000 federal workers who are not getting paid. Trump postponed Pelosi's trip with other lawmakers to Afghanistan yesterday and late in the day pulled the plug on the U.S. delegation's trip later this month to an economic forum in Davos, Switzerland. For now, the next vote in the House on a bill to reopen the shuttered portions of the government isn't expected until next week. Mike Gracia, Washington.
At least 21 people have been killed, 68 injured in a suicide car bombing in Colombia. It occurred at a police academy in Bogota, the capital, on Thursday. The driver died in the explosion. The armed rebel group ELN is being blamed. Gavino Garay of Reuters has a report.
The car slammed into the grounds of the training academy in the south of the capital, and the explosion ripped through the surrounding area, damaging apartment buildings. The defense ministry has not said if the casualties were police or civilians. President Iván Duque, who had been attending a security meeting in western Colombia, rushed back to the capital. He described the attack as a terrorist act on police. Colombia ratified a peace accord between the government and FARC rebels in late 2016, but the ELN remains active.
That was Gavino Garay of Reuters. ELN is Colombia's largest armed rebel group. In peace talks, the government has been suspended by President Duque. This is VOA News. A top North Korean official is here in Washington for talks with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, apparently aimed at finalizing plans for a second summit between President Trump and Kim Jong-un. Kim Jong-chol is said to be carrying a letter from the North Korean leader for Mr. Trump, and there are signs he may deliver it himself. Earlier this week, Vice President Mike Pence said the U.S.-North Korean dialogue was promising, but conceded that Pyongyang has yet to take concrete steps to dismantle its nuclear weapons. Some analysts go further, saying North Korea continues work on upgrading its nuclear and missile technology. Amnesty International has described as shameful the decision by several European countries to block NGO migrant rescue ships from docking in their ports. The group says that policy is putting lives in danger, both at sea and in Libya, where most of the asylum seekers set out for Europe. Many European countries, notably Italy, have ended their own rescue missions in the Mediterranean, and NGO vessels have tried to fill the void. Amnesty's Matteo De Bellis says Europe is trying to outsource border security to Libya. There is an explosive new report on U.S. President Donald Trump that he directed his former attorney and fixer Michael Cohen to lie to Congress about efforts to build a Trump Tower in Moscow. BuzzFeed News described its sources as two anonymous federal law enforcement officials. They're quoted as saying that Cohen has told special counsel Robert Mueller that Mr. Trump, during his presidential campaign, instructed Cohen to mislead Congress about his dealings with Russia. Then-candidate Trump consistently denied doing any private business with Moscow. Mueller has been investigating possible Trump campaign links to Russia for 20 months and whether Mr. Trump, as president, obstructed justice by trying to thwart the probe. Queen Elizabeth's husband, Prince Philip, is, after a driving scare, must be counting himself lucky. He was in a car crash while driving on a country road. AP correspondent Karen Shamus has a report.
Buckingham Palace said Philip, who is 97 years old, was checked by a doctor after the accident and determined to be fine. The collision between Prince Philip's Land Rover and another car carrying two women happened near Sandringham Estates, the Queen's country retreat in eastern England. Witnesses recalled that Philip appeared very shocked and shaken after the collision, which caused the Land Rover he was driving to overturn. Norfolk police said Prince Philip and the driver of the other car were given alcohol breath tests under routine procedures. The force said both drivers tested negative. Karen Shamas, London.
Canadian officials have confirmed the death of a geologist who was kidnapped earlier this week in Burkina Faso. They say the body of Kirk Woodman was found near the country's borders with Mali and Niger. Canada's Foreign Minister Chrystia Freeland said Canada condemns those responsible for this terrible crime. We are working with the government of Burkina Faso and other international partners to pursue those responsible and bring them to justice. Gene Randall, VOA News.